So imagine you're a fly on the wall in the Oval Office.
Clearly, Barack's career decisions are leading us. That's obvious. You know, I'm married to the President of the United States.
There sitting in front of you are the President and the First Lady talking about their very, very high-profile marriage.
I don't have another job, and it would be problematic in this role. But in terms of, you know, how we run our household, how I feel in my marriage, whether my voice is heard on a whole range of issues, to me, that's equality.
That kind of sounds like she's talking to you across your breakfast table, right? But that's Michelle Obama and her husband beside her, giving our next guest a very candid glimpse into her marriage. Jodi Kantor is a national reporter for our partners, the New York Times, and she writes about the Obamas' relationship, something they openly describe as having some difficult bumps. That article's appearing in this weekend's New York Times magazine, and Jodi stopped by our studios yesterday and spoke to both John Hockenberry and me. When we spoke, we began by noting that for the Obamas, living under one roof in the White House has actually ended a long period of chaos for this family during which they were rarely together.
Absolutely. The clock was always ticking. Did they have 15 minutes? Did they have an hour? Did they have a day before the president had to disappear again to Springfield, to Washington, to the campaign trail? This is actually the first time since 1996 that the Obamas have lived together full time.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. And it's wild because, I mean, having been married myself for quite a few years, not as long as the Obamas, I don't believe, but we have kids about the same age as their daughters. You know, to have that experience like that, I would think suddenly you got this big house, you'd go, hey, who are you? I mean, did they do some getting acquainted?
I think there was a period of adjustment. I think one of the adjustments and one of the differences between a legislative and an executive position is that when you're in a legislature, whether it's at the state or the national level, you're never really in control. A session can go until whatever clock in the morning, it can go over the weekend. Whereas when you're in an executive position, you're very, very busy, but you have a whole staff of schedulers who are in control of your schedule.
Right.
Now, you know, observing a presidential marriage, I don't imagine it's terribly spontaneous. I would think that there's staff and you have to
orchestrate the whole
thing.
You mean between the two of them?
Well, no, I mean just in the whole idea of interviewing Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. But, I mean, can you tell that they're in love? I mean, can you tell that they're pretty close? I mean, do you have a sense of their chemistry?
Well, I did not need to go to the Oval Office to sense their chemistry because one of the things that is distinctive about them as a presidential couple is how affectionate they are with each other. You know, when you go to White House events, and I think people see this on TV and in photographs too, they touch each other a lot. They flirt. They kiss. And so one of the things I was trying to figure out with the story is why do they do that? Because even sometimes people who are very much in love don't do that. And by the end of the story, what I really wondered was whether it was about two people who were in a new and very unfamiliar situation, almost clinging to each other a little bit.
I almost feel, though, you know, I'm torn every time I hear about the Obama marriage because part of me, I like these people, especially as a couple on a certain level, and I'm interested in kind of getting that kind of insider view in the White House. And the other part of me is like, you know, I don't want to know. You know, I don't want to know. This is their private life. You know, so much of a politician's life is completely open to the public, and they should be able to reserve some of it all to themselves.
Well, that became part of the story. And I have to say, I thought about that a lot. I did not want to cast this story as secrets of the Obama marriage revealed. Instead, it's really looking at a political partnership and how that partnership has changed and fluctuated over the years, because that does have an impact on the rest of us. And also, there's a public fascination with this marriage that I was noticing from readers, and I wanted to be able – I've covered the Obamas for a couple of years now. I had some ideas about
Why we're so fascinated by this?
Yes, but in the interview, so when I sat with the Obamas in the Oval Office, one of the things that was interesting about the interview was that line between them wanting to share and not wanting to share, because they're extraordinarily comfortable with being role models. They pretty much said that the reason they were doing the interview was that they did not want people to think that their marriage was perfect. They wanted to set an example of talking about marriage in a frank way. They answered, you know, questions very gamely. And yet there were times when they drew a line. And the president in particular also complained in a very diplomatic way about some of what had happened to their marital life.
In the course of being president or in the course of being a candidate and being Barack Obama?
President in particular. At the end of the interview, he gave what was pretty much a soliloquy about what we think of as the famous Obama date nights. And we're used to seeing them on TV, and we're used to seeing them looking very glamorous and very happy. And it turns out that things are a little bit more complicated than that. They had kind of the date night from hell back in New York last spring. They came to New York for dinner and a show. Right. The president had promised the first lady this on the campaign. And what happened is that the Republicans attacked them for using federal money on their own entertainment. And what the president was very upset about was that his outing with his wife had become an occasion for political debate over use of federal money.
How do you get a sense of the quid pro quo here? It seems to me that the public profile of Michelle Obama is starting to emerge, and that I get a sense that she's going, okay, pal, it's my turn here, and that they're negotiating that in some way. Do you get a sense that that's going on?
Well, they negotiate everything. You know, other friends and White House aides say that they're extremely direct with each other. And so I think there is an ongoing conversation. And the most interesting question I think I ask them is I ask them whether it's possible to have an equal marriage when one member is president. And I don't know if you noticed that in the story, but it was a real moment. The president took about four tries at answering it, and finally his wife
said, "Let me be careful here," right?
Yeah, and he made kind of a joke, and then his wife almost gallantly came in and tried to answer the question, because it is unanswerable.
Is there a therapist in the picture?
I did ask them. We talked a little bit about this period of tension they had in their marriage that they've talked about before. The president wrote about it in Audacity of Hope, and I did ask them that. And what I would urge your listeners to do is go to nytimes.com, read the story, and see what you think of his answer. It's not a direct answer, but I think it does say something about what they've been through and also what they're willing to say about their own marriage.
So you think this marriage has a future, at least through the first term?
Not only that, but you know what the historians say is that husbands and wives get closer in the White House. The presidency draws a marriage together. You have to work together. You can trust each other more than you can trust anybody else.
And as we certainly experienced, if it doesn't draw you together, it can certainly do the opposite.
Yes. Although, you know, Valerie Jarrett argues that their marriage grew stronger during the campaign as well, which was a probably even more stressful time than their White House time. And she said it was because they had to work at it.
Our guest was Jody Kantor, national reporter for our partner, The New York Times, in an interview recorded yesterday. Jody's profile of the Obamas' marriage is in The New York Times Magazine this Sunday.